It's Nick and Weeze on Kiss 98.5, and with all the reports that Ariana Grande and her ex, Ricky Alvarez, are rekindling their relationship 10 years later, we welcome to the show relationship coach Lauren Salon. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
I'm so curious about Ariana Grande. She always kind of has an interesting relationship story going on. What can you tell me about her rekindling with Ricky?
Yes. So Ariana and Ricky met back in like 2014. So a long time ago, because I believe he was a backup dancer for her. And then like about a decade ago, right? 2015, dated for a little while and then split up. Lately, we've been seeing some reunion, rekindling rumors about them getting back together. She's been changing up some of the lyrics to her song. So original lyrics for Thank You Next back in 2018, like wrote some songs about Ricky, Now I Listen and Laugh. And on tour recently, she's changing them up, you know, in like a more favorable way. That's getting everybody wondering what's going on.
Lauren, that's how I knew it was official. Like, it's one thing to be right? spotted in Central Park. Sure, you're hanging out, but you change lyrics to the songs? It's legit.
Okay, there we go. Exactly. Just like you said, sounds pretty confirmed to me.
What draws someone back to the ex? And is it a good idea?
Every relationship absolutely is different. So sure, sometimes it can be a good idea. Sometimes it absolutely cannot. I would say, gosh, if I'm just putting a like blanket statement on it, I would say most of the time it probably isn't, because often you've broken up for a reason. But if you're considering getting back with somebody, it depends why you broke up, right? Was the relationship really toxic and dysfunctional? Probably not a good idea to get back together or revisit things, right? Did you have a big mismatch in values or compatibility? That's another thing. Probably not a good idea to get back together, right? But if you ended on good terms and maybe it was just like life circumstances kind of got in the way, or timings of things, or, you know, maybe just you were both too busy to prioritize the relationship, like, right? Those sorts of things that aren't that detrimental or catastrophic, right? And don't signify dysfunction. It's not always a bad idea in those situations.
Lauren, what are some signs that rekindling is probably a positive thing when the person's either grown or changed since the last time?
I would say if you're able to both reflect about, okay, what went wrong? Are we both taking accountability? Have we both made changes based on what didn't work? Are we willing to make changes? You know, instead of like pretending whatever broke you up didn't happen. So that, like, having different conversations, being accountable, proactive, growth oriented, you know, there's consistency between words and actions. This is a huge one. That's just a huge one for any relationship, not just rekindling, right? But consistent words and actions. And both people have to be emotionally mature, right? Again, it's not, you're not trying to like win the relationship. You're trying to understand each other. Okay, why did we break up? How can we build something healthier and more sustainable together? And I would say another sign too is, and this is true again for all relationships, you feel more peace than intensity, right? So the relationship feels peaceful and grounding, not necessarily just that heightened intensity. That isn't always a good sign, because healthy love often feels calm and steady.
So you're saying too much fire, warning sign, kind of boring sometimes, good sign?
Yes. And I know that people listening probably are like, oh, lame. Trust me, I used to be like, if there weren't crazy fireworks on date one, I was like, he's out of here. Lame, right? And that wasn't necessarily the best strategy or method for me, because a lot of the time that crazy chemistry, and don't get me wrong, everybody, you want chemistry with your person and whoever you're dating. There needs to be attraction, right? We want all of that. That's totally fine. But sometimes really intense chemistry is actually like a version of anxiety, or a version of like activating insecurities, or bringing up things that make you want to try and like prove yourself, right? It can create, it's not always a thing to follow. So chemistry is good, but not the number one or only thing you should be focused on.
Talking with relationship coach Lauren Salon, give me some red flag warning signs that maybe they should have stayed in the ex world.
Absolutely. So if you notice that you're just falling into the same exact patterns over and over again, that's a huge one. The same arguments, the same habits, the same patterns. Absolutely. Like red flag, right? Why do you want to go into all of that again, you know, no matter how you broke up, both people should be able to see their role in it. So if the other person isn't able to take accountability for their side of the street, that's a red flag. If those concerns or issues that you had previously, there doesn't seem to be any growth or change with regard to those things, another red flag.
Well, if it doesn't work out, at least we'll probably get a good song out of it, right?
Yeah, maybe a whole album.
Relationships are hard. You explain it very well, relationship coach Lauren Salam. Thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5.
Thank you.